Peter Barnes has been on the job for a little more than a month. Putt said he will be working on both day-to-day management in the office and long-range planning.
That position oversees and supervises the planning department, works alongside me with the longer-range planning initiatives that we have. It's six parts management and a half dozen long-range leadership.
Barnes said he came to Park City nearly 20 years ago and ironically met Putt through some philosophical jousting.
I actually arrived in Park City around about the same time Putt did, back in 1993-94, and we butted heads over some land management code issues back then. We struggled and fought and eventually worked our way through to a tremendous working relationship, one of mutual respect, I hope. We've kept in touch over the years. I had my midlife crisis in Southern California for the last 4 or 5 years. When this opportunity came up, I was delighted to apply for the job and more than delighted to be accepted.
He said this is his first job in the public sector after working privately at various points all over the globe.
I worked in private practice, in architectural practices in the UK, in the Middle East, in the Caribbean, and obviously private practice in the U.S., but desperately tried to keep involved in the discussions at the time, the planning and urban design, and much more integrated professions in the U.K. with the architectural profession. So it's obviously been a long interest of mine.
He said it was happenstance that led him to apply for the county job.
So I was working in San Diego, and someone had approached me with the idea of working in the public sector in San Diego. There was a job offer being advertised as a planner working in San Diego with experience on airport design, strangely enough, and I'd worked on an airport. And I contacted Pat just to pick his brains and see what he thought of the idea. And during that contact, the opportunity of this job actually cropped up during the conversation, so I was happy to apply for it.
Putt said they had a tremendous talent pool of candidates for the administrator job, and they finally chose Barnes after interviewing 10 candidates. He said it would be too harsh to simply say Barnes was a critic of Park City planning regulations.
I think I realized early on that he was more than an architect, more than a designer, and more than a planner. He was a critical thinker. And, you know, Peter was one of those people that helped me to understand the fact that, you know, this whole community process that we engage in really involves asking three questions in five words, you know, why, what if, and why not. And I think he was one of those people, at least during my career with the city, that was always kind of pushing, whether it was me, my staff, or the decision makers, pushing us to help answer those questions. You know, why are we doing this? Why is this relevant? Why do we care? Why should we move in this direction? Are there other possibilities?
He said his relationship with Barnes was one that pursued solutions.
I think Peter's description of our relationship over the years is very accurate and on point. I mean, I think it was the dynamic and wrestling with the issues beyond anything that was personal to ultimately come up with a better idea and better solution.
Development Director Pat Putt and new County Administrator Peter Barnes. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.